Blog Talk Radio.
Inside open mic around the world. Can you hear us in Australia? Better believe they can. China, Japan, all over the world. And interestingly enough, when I speak in English, it gets translated into all these other languages. I wonder how I sound in other languages. I'd love to hear that sometime. I wonder if we can get a copy of a show, you know, off the blog and hear the various languages around the world, what Inner Sight sounds like. That'd be so cool, wouldn't it? All right, open mic. Talk about whatever you want. You know, your mother, your father, whatever. Joke around, you know, goof off. I'm not going to give out too much details because I got to talk to my lawyer, but come to find out, world, that Accessoride has other victims, what they did to me and not letting me board with my guide dog. So you see how the truth comes out? We always say that. And who was it? The great master, Jesus Christ, said everything that's done in secret shall be revealed. And he was so right. You know, and it says, woe unto those who stumble the lame and the blind. That's the old English. No offense. And it's so true. It comes back to haunt them. So beware, Accessoride. You're not getting away with it. All right, Inner Sight open mic. And let's see, the engineer and the co-host should be joining us shortly. The number here, 213-816-1650. If you want to dial it, you can either listen or you can participate in the show. All right. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a few phone calls. All right, let's see. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue.org. And we go around the world with the Big East. And my great Akita, my Charabelle, very loving, beautiful, gentle creature. All right, and great guide dog. Let's see. Big East, 609-388-7004. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady over there. Around the world, Inner Sight, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, who honored the great advocate Joe Arion. And man, Joe, do we miss you. Yeah. Okay, May 21st was his actual birthday, and we did the party and raised a little bit of money and honored Joe, his great advocate work. Baccaro's, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York. You dial him up, 516-798-1555, Baccaro's. My buddy Anthony Kennedy, Realty. Great guy over there who believes in Inner Sight. Thank him for his, he's the latest donation of Inner Sight. All right. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get information? Good advice. Call Mr. Kennedy. Again, that phone number, 631-888-1186. Check him out. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. And you don't have to explain to him that you're disabled. He knows it. He lives it. All right. Jimmy's number is 516-783-9662. All right. And a great, great friend and a good guy. Round the world, Touro Law Center. The more good people over there. My dear, dear friend, Ave Maria Thompson. Great lawyer, great person. Their number is 631-761-7000. If you need a lawyer, they have a special program over there for seniors. So, you know, you can check them out. And they do all kinds of legal stuff over there. Touro Law Center. Round the world, inner sight, all the beautiful children. Honor them. Watch out for them. Cherish them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Two youngsters who deserved a lot better care and who lost their lives because the system neglected them. You've got to change this system. You know, it's horrible to many, many who are disabled. All right, around the world, inner sight, open mic, and let's see, who else we got? And we'll hold the Able News till later. The Sues can do the news, the Able News. Nobody starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, you know, medical for your dog. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And his benefit is coming up, I believe, this Friday night. In Bethpage, I think it's Bethpage. I don't have the full details, but call Gary's number, 631-484-3085, and I'm sure you can find out more about the benefit. All right, around the world, inner sight, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, my good friend Joe Delgado, we thank them for their sponsorship. And any information about the disabled, you know, referrals, meetings, legislation, equipment, anything you want to know along those lines, give Silo a call, 631-880-7929. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Check them out. All right, I think that about does it, and I hear Mr. Trump on the Reuters news vowing to protect Americans. Well, that's really cool, you know. But I think that sometimes the president can't make up his mind. You know, and I don't know how cool that is, but I think he's an all right guy. I mean, you know, I don't know the man. I never met him. I know somebody who did know him, and she didn't speak very highly of him. But I'm not going to prejudge him. I'm reserving judgment. We wrote Mr. Trump a letter. I'm going to wait and see what happens with that before I make any kind of a decision on who I like. All right. I want to thank my dear, dear friend, Olga Murray, who's the town clerk here in Islip, New York, for being a part of our committee to license the guide dog schools to make people aware that they're only licensed to raise money, not to train dogs. And it presents a major problem to millions of people who have to deal with them. You know, there's never been a court case. There's no rights. There's no legislation. There's no regulations. You know, they make a decision. And maybe a lot of those decisions are right. But what about the rights of the person that they've made that decision against? That's the point. And that's what we're fighting for, and that's what we're determined to bring about. So we have formed a committee, business people, people who have been denied service dogs, politicians, and we're still trying to get more people on board. If you're interested in being on the committee, call Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, and we'd be happy to get back to you and answer all your questions. We need more people on the committee. I want to make it as big as possible. All right, around the world, Inner Sight open mic, awaiting the arrival of the engineer, co-host, so we can check the phones and try to take some phone calls. The phone number, 213-816-1650. All right. Right here, live, around the world. And by the way, Inner Sight, in case you haven't heard, is one of the top 10 shows on podcast on the disabled. So we're very proud of that. We have, last count, almost 85,000 listeners all over the world. So we're getting out there. We're getting the message out there, you know. And we're determined to change this system and make it easy for people. Because the agencies use us to raise all that money. You know, the government gives them the money. And so many times, people can't get the help they need. You know? And it should be. They should. They should get the help they need. And, you know, and in helping people, the agencies can benefit. They can raise more money. Why not? You know? I hear so many times blind people and other disabled people have an art or a hobby and they want to turn it into a business, you know? Why don't the agencies step up and help them? Promote them. You know, reminds me of my old friend. I haven't spoken to him in years. Jose Feliciano, who studied music as I did at the Blind Association in New York, and they put Jose down. They told him he would never be a professional. They told him he couldn't sing, he couldn't play the guitar, whatever. Boy, did he make a fool out of them, huh? You see? They're afraid of sharing a little wealth and publicity. You know? And you know what should happen? The people who work at those places should be let go immediately who have that attitude. And people put in there who are going to say, hey, this mission statement is so damn old. Let's get rid of it. Let's make a new mission statement. Let's reach out and see who's out there, you know, and raise the money, and let's see if we can find some really cool, talented people who we can help and promote who happen to be disabled. And, of course, we'll raise a little extra so we'll get a nice donation out of it. That's how the agencies should think. Some time ago when I presented that to Helen Keller, I told them I had the one of the breeds that Helen Keller loved, the Akita, and I'd like to do something to help them in exchange for the medical. They wouldn't do a damn thing. You know, they've got the wrong attitude about people. Most of these agencies are too archaic, and the mission statements are archaic. They got to change them. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, open mic, And we're hoping to get some phone calls in. You know, we I don't operate a computer. Wouldn't be able to see it anyway. And I'm not a computer person. I'm really not into it. You know, I'm more of an outdoors type. You know, but I'm not unwilling to learn. Anybody out there would like to donate a beautiful new computer to Inner Sight so we could run this show? And, you know, I would check it out. I'm not prejudiced. I'm not unwilling to learn and narrow-minded. But we would need the equipment. Inner Sight, around the world, open mic. And let's see, we're on television, even as we speak here, 8 to 8:30, all over Long Island. All right. All over the island, channel 20. Island-wide, as they say. Tomorrow night, we're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 11 o'clock. Tomorrow night, 1997. So check it out. That's the Inner Sight television schedule. All right. And if you'd like to be on the show, just drop us an email, innersight@pmail.com. No attachments. That's Inner Sight. INNERSIGHT. One word. Inner Sight, like vision. At pmpmail.com. Don't put any attachments in there because it ruins the whole system. You know, it shouldn't, but it does. All right. If you drop us an email, you want to be on the show, tell us what you'd like to talk about and leave a phone number. So we can get in touch with you. That would be cool. Yeah, around the world, Inner Sight. And I don't know what's going on with. I used to follow sports, baseball. I was a big baseball. I have no idea what's going on with the New York teams. You know, Yankees, Mets. Used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers years ago. No more. Oh, man. How many people cried when the Dodgers left Brooklyn? Oh, it was horrible. You know, and they got them to, L.A., you know. So, no more Dodgers, but you know, you can catch them on the telly, of course. All right, somebody's calling me when I'm on the air. I have no idea who you are, and I'm hoping that we can get our engineer in here. In fact, let me see. If I can call her, I'm going to, folks, you bear with me. I'm going to turn on my cell phone. I usually keep it off on the air, you know. But I'm going to see if that signal on my phone is from the engineer. Because if it is, and she's having trouble dialing in, I got to know about it. All right, because this is supposed to be open mic. And if I can't get phone calls, I'll have to shift my gears and talk about something else. So bear with me. I'm gonna dial my co-host and see what's up. All right, in a sight around the world live. And let's see, that was a missed dial. Yeah. Got an interesting call today from, sounded like an Indian guy. You know, they wanted to sell me insurance. You could hardly understand what they're saying. No. So I thought it was so funny. He said they're going to have somebody call me back. And he put somebody else on the line. You know, you get these telemarketer calls. And I couldn't understand what they were saying. You know? A lot of these people call from way overseas, you know. And I'm still trying to get my engineer.
The time available for this call is unlimited.
On the line.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
All right. I have no message on my cell phone, so that appears to be a good thing. Now, let's see if I can dial the engineer. And I apologize to all of you who are trying to call in. And maybe on hold and listening. I appreciate you listening. Yes. All right. All right. We will have phone calls. She says she's coming on the air. And we'll check the lines and see who wants to talk and who wants to listen. You know, it's interesting. You get people who want to talk. And you get people who just listen. You know, and I'll tell you why they listen. Because you won't hear these things anywhere else. All right. The things that we say, I'll give you one big example. Every person who's disabled, who has in one way or another earned their disability, all right, that disability should stay with that person for as long as they're disabled. No one should have the right to tamper with that. That should be like holy, you know, because that person has paid their dues, so to speak, as a disabled person. Now, how many agencies that you do you know that would take a stand like that and do something about it? We're trying to do something about it. I wish we had the funds to do it. We'd have people in Washington lobbying for it. Should be.
Hello?
In a sight.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, it's things like that that
Hello?
Why people. Hello?
Yes. Oh, that was weird.
Who was that?
Hi. It's me.
I can hardly hear you. What's all
waiting.
That static on the line?
It's the phone.
What?
Can you hear me now?
No, hardly.
All right, let me get off the line. It was weird.
Now
it
I hear
came
you.
In. You hear me better?
Yeah, get closer to the phone.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay. We have a caller waiting.
All right, open mic. Okay, so let's take a phone call. Live here on Inner Sight.
Okay, here it comes.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
We
looks like they're on a cell phone.
We
Hello?
Can't hear you. All right. Caller.
Can you please go? Yes.
Call back in, caller. We're not getting you.
Yeah. It's a choppy reception.
Redial.
Please call back
in. Try to call from a landline if you can. It's always better.
Yeah.
And by the way,
let me put the.
By the way, folks, when you call in, turn down the radio, television, whatever else you've got. You know, so it doesn't
Maybe
interfere.
This person wants to listen. Remember you said there was a shy person? You told me earlier.
There was a what?
A shy person.
Shy person?
Timid person that you knew?
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, we were talking earlier, remember?
You just came on the air.
No, I know. We were talking earlier before the show.
Oh, that's something entirely different.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Inner Sight, open mic. You know, and now you had something you were going to talk about, right?
Yeah.
On the open mic, or did you?
Yeah. Basically,
You
know, I'm pretty upset. My stomach hasn't gotten better, and I'm trying to feel better, let's put it that way, and it's not quite helping. I'm not really feeling any better. That's the only thing that I'm having a problem with, you know?
Yeah, well, the other day... I think we talked about it, right? When you try to go to the doctor in New York City.
Yeah. It was a disaster. Yeah. And then now I have to go back, which is even worse.
You missed your appointment.
Of course.
Why did you miss your appointment? What's the main reason?
Transportation. And all the transportation system, to say the least. It is really not very good. Let's put it that way.
You had to
go from here to there, everywhere. I want to talk about it tomorrow more.
Oh, all right. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to...
Yeah, no, but
show
we're
going to
talk a little bit. I could talk about it. Well, it's a little bit about transportation and a lot about the county, too. But I was really very upset because, I mean... Honestly, I even went into some... I'm just going to talk about this very quickly. I went into some of the polls at... which is really horrible. You know the polls, those big, you know, polls that you have that support, you know, Penn Station? I went straight into them because
they
were gray. Yeah, the beams. I went right into them. And the guy... Now, this is funny. Now, I find this funny, honestly. And I was laughing, and the guy was panicking. The guy from the subway system, who was the helper from the subway system. Now, I had to wait for this dude. I almost missed my train on the way back home, okay? Mm. And I was talking on this intercom system that they had. Okay, there was an intercom system, and there was this help box that they have on all these train stations. Now, I didn't try the help box. I tried the intercom system because I saw the intercom system first. It was right next to the way out. And I saw that. And then I saw the help box, which I probably should have gone to first because I think that would have given me more help than this thing because she had to transfer me to the help thing, right? And she put me on hold and disconnected me like four times. And I was pissed. I was really pissed. So I called her back. And it was the same woman four times. So I said to her, listen, I don't need your help. I'm going to get help from passengers. And I hung up.
You know what it is? They make things that's
harder.
Convenient for them.
Right.
And not for us.
True.
You know?
I agree
that's,
with that.
That's
yeah.
because of the law. The way
yeah.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no enforcement. There's nothing there to protect
yeah.
you.
That's true.
You know? And they get away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, look what's
reasonable.
Happening with the... Look what's happening with the Long Island Railroad here in Long Island, New York. You know how long they've had a lawsuit on?
Oh, yeah.
It's been 10
That's
years
good.
Or better now.
Now, here's another thing that really aggravated me, too. I was looking at the Long Island Railroad, and I was also looking at, you know, a lot of the things that were to make, you know, things better, you know. And
yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? I can't believe what I'm looking at. And, you know, I just, my eyes were deceiving me, I thought. I saw this thing that was there, and it says, you know, you could report what they were saying, you know, on, you know, the system. You could report, like, what is reasonable and what's not reasonable. Now,
yeah.
and you could make
yeah,
a,
right.
yes, I swear, this thing really annoyed me. So I go, are you kidding me? This thing, you have to make, you know, these reports of reasonableness, and you have to make it within reasonableness. I was livid, Frank. I just cannot tell you.
Yeah, they
how
put
much.
It on us.
Yeah.
They put
so
it on
I
us because they
like,
won't. They
yeah.
don't. They don't do it the right way.
That's right. So I said, mm-hmm. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I really was. Really not so happy. So
yeah.
So I made a report. I made multiple reports because
yeah.
I was saying, listen, how could this be, you know, reasonable? Reasonableness. I said, you know what? I'm going to make a report about it being reasonable because that was bothering me, the phrase reasonable in and of itself. You know? So
yeah.
I need a report on that. You know? That bothered me.
It's so open to interpretation. Reasonably.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Yep, that it
anyway,
is.
Anyway, Inner Sight Open Mic. Let's see. What's the title of tomorrow's show? Do we ever get it straight?
Yes, we did. I have it. Give me a second.
Cool.
Hang on.
By the way, Thursday, while you're looking for that, do it quietly. Well, Thursday is our 4th of July show because next week we are going to be off the air for the week.
Yeah.
All right. Thursday's show is called Let Us Be Independent. You know.
Yep.
That's
the, what we got for that.
4th of July. So what we got for tomorrow? Are you able to?
All counties can run your life.
Yeah,
so we
right.
Were, yeah. Because
no,
we wanted
so
to
true.
Make sure it was not only Suffolk County. We wanted to include all counties of the United States. Because they can.
Yeah.
They honestly
so true.
Can.
You
yeah.
know. And we'll talk about that tomorrow night. And tomorrow night I'll tell you how I got the idea for that show. You know. All right. Inner Sight Around the World. 213-816-1650 open mic. You can talk about anything you want.
Yeah.
So how are we doing? Any callers on the
online? Our caller seems to just be listening. So
oh,
I'm going to, yeah, I'm not, they didn't call back. They're just listening
okay.
right now. Okay?
All right. So
so that's that.
You know, we have a lot of things going on. With Inner Sight, we're very concerned
mm-hmm.
about the whole system, you know, that people have
it's
to true. Struggle with. You know, I called Robin the other day in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, and she's struggling, talking on the phone,
yeah.
And she just had surgery. And by the way, Robin,
yeah,
if you're listening, we wish you a speedy get out of there, you know.
Yeah, no.
She had surgery, major surgery.
I know.
And I couldn't help think, there she is in the hospital trying to recover.
Yeah.
They had just removed a tube from her.
Yeah, and she had to put another one in, I think.
I don't know.
No, that's what she told me.
When did you talk to her? Recently?
Oh, when she was in the ICU and she chatted with me.
That was a while ago. All right.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help thinking that there she is lying there, you know.
Alone.
And no aid.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. Where the hell is her aid?
Yep.
You know? I mean, okay, the person who's not disabled, you know, that's hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you're
that's
disabled,
right.
It's a thousand times worse.
Hell yes.
And the money is there for the aid.
Yes, it is.
But the aid is not there for the person.
That's right.
And this is why
we
demand that they change this system.
That's true.
Know, because it's really horrendous to expect somebody to get well when they're supposed to have certain things, and you take those things away.
That's true.
And these hospitals should know better.
Yes, they should.
They should know better. They should set the example.
Yes, they should.
Know, every hospital should have a fund and say, hey, what aid do you want? We're paying for it.
All right.
And make a damn news story out of it and raise money for it.
Right.
Intersight would do the commercial for you for free.
Yeah. I tell
you,
it really is horrible the way things are set up. I keep saying to myself, if I have just a little bit more energy, I'll just make this happen. Guess what I say to myself all the time, you know?
Well, it's the most horrible thing when you're in that hospital and you don't have the simple help. It's bad enough when you're on the outside and you're feeling better and you can get around and you don't have the help you need. But in the hospital,
it's worse.
100 times worse.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that Intersight stands for, that we fight for. We make it public.
Yeah.
You know, that people should definitely have the basic things that they need.
It's just
you
basic
You shouldn't
things.
Have to fight for that. That
no,
should be there
should.
For you.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to fight for other things, you know, but you shouldn't have to fight for the basics.
Yep.
All right, open mic. Anybody out there want to call in? We need somebody to report on sports. What's happening with the Mets and the Yankees? Anybody out there follow baseball? Give us the lowdown. 213-816-1650. If you know anything about baseball, you know, who's in first place, all that good stuff. All right, let's see. Around the world, Able News, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, hit
it. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget to sign the petition.
Yeah.
As we remind you every night, you know. Change.org. License.
Did more people sign it?
School.
Do you know? So
what's
I could
that?
Check it. Did more people sign it? So I could check it.
Oh, you want to see if anybody signed
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
All right. It's always good to check it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
by the way, I'm not mentioning my source, but I heard several stories tonight
mm-hmm.
of people who were denied guide dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
okay.
it just hits home. You know that all the more why people should have rights. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
And the person said to me, well, maybe the school is right. I said, maybe they are right. But where's the rights of
maybe.
The person?
Right.
You know? They have all the power and authority. We
That's
don't
right.
have any.
We have nothing.
You know?
That's the problem. It is.
So, you know, there's all kinds of circumstances. You know, and people should have rights, especially when you're blind and you need a guide dog. You know, so the stories are there, and they're true. You know, and
yeah.
when you hear it from another blind person,
yeah.
friends,
yeah,
you know. You know it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
All right.
Very true.
So let's see what's going on with the petition.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's taking its time. Give me a second.
One story I heard.
Oh.
One woman who.
It went up a little.
Yeah, hold it. One woman who was denied a guide dog because she let her daughter walk the dog.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to go into any details, and I'm not going to say that, you know, they're right or wrong, but what I am going to say is, you know, why don't they help the person? Maybe the person needs somebody to walk the door. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And where's the person's rights?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's the
oh,
thing.
Wait a minute here. Oh.
So what's the number? You got a number? Show
yeah,
yourself a number.
Yeah, it's the same as. Yeah, it's 76,046. Like the other day, I wrote a note to them. To the I found, like the where you can write a note to them, and I'm still, you know, I'm not able to. Number one, there's a whole bunch of. Remember I told you that there were 10 different petitions that are not ours, attached to ours, and it really
yeah.
is bothering me? We never
Well, wait a minute. You said it went up. It's the same. It didn't go up.
Yeah, now it's the same.
Well, a minute ago, you just
up.
Said it went up? Oh.
I thought it did, but it didn't.
All right. No. 76,046. Let's give us 80,000.
Yeah.
That's the next number I want, 80,000.
Yeah.
We're going to put something up on the 4th of July on
yeah,
the Facebook.
Yeah. No, I think also we need to promote it a bit somehow.
Well, yeah, you need money for that.
Yeah, no, but there's not that much. There's some that, like, there's a $5 promotion. I think there's some little, there's different levels of promotion.
Yeah. You
know. I know.
And, well, what do they
yeah,
do when you,
is the
what do
promotion.
They do when you put money up? How do they promote it?
You could get, like, a gift card that's like a Visa gift card, and you could put it up there and not have to use your own.
Yeah, but wait a minute, but you're not answering my question.
I'm sorry.
How do they, when you, let's say you pay $20, right?
Right.
How do they get people to sign it?
they promote it. They just bring it to, you know, the different, you know, social media pages. And that's
all. They put it out on
Remember when Chris donated $20 and it went up a bit? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it did.
Oh, so they put it out on different Facebook
social media pages.
Well, why can't we do that? Why do we have to pay for that?
We can. No, you can't. Oh. Well, you can, but you can't really. It's not gonna. Well, you can and you can't. All right.
That doesn't make sense. You can and you can't.
Well, you can put it on different Facebook pages and share it. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Your likelihood of getting, you know, the proper people to, you know, sign it, slim.
Why would they be more
successful?
Inclined to get the right people to sign it?
Why? Because they have the actual names and addresses of the people, not only the names and addresses, they have the lobbyists, they have all the people that you are petitioning to begin with.
Oh, I don't know how that works, but
yeah. I'd have to look into it more.
What do
I
they
really
do?
Would.
They make up names and put them up there?
I don't know. I'd have to look into it more, really. Honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it. I would really have to look into the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. In a sight, we'll figure a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, we got the committee now.
Yeah, we do.
I think everybody on the committee
might help. Yeah.
Should put it on their Facebook.
That might help, yeah.
You know?
That might help.
Get it going.
Yeah.
The next meeting, we got to make sure that we have the petition circulated amongst the members.
Yeah, I agree.
That's your job. You got to bring the petition.
Yeah, I will.
All right. In a sight, around the world. Any callers out there?
Nope. Just the one.
The listener?
Yep.
All right, listener, we appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Oh, they just dropped off.
Oh,
they were listening, but they dropped off.
All right. So tomorrow night, talk about the counties, how they run our lives. Thursday night, give us our independence. Friday night, the frolics. Funnies on InnerSight. Laurel and Hardy are gonna move a piano.
Was that what? Yeah.
Now, when I say heave, we ho.
Heave ho.
You know, do that, and we got to get Pat Cooper in here.
Oh, interesting! I just saw something.
What's that?
I just saw something. When you're done, I'm gonna tell you.
You saw something where?
On.
You mean you got your sight back? Oh my God!
Yes,
what
isn't
happened?
It amazing? No, I wish, Frank, because then I would just kick the butt of everybody.
Yeah, right.
No, I really.
That would be the worst
thing
that could happen to me. I'll tell you that.
Oh, what would you do?
Ugh, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, what would you do? What would? That's an interesting.
I'd be a stranger.
A stranger to what? To your own self?
To everything.
You don't know. That'd be interesting.
I think I'd be very unhappy.
Yeah, how do you know?
Anyway, well, because I wouldn't know what to do. I'm not used to it. You know. Anyway, what is it you saw?
I see on the medical marijuana website for dogs who have pain. They're providing either tablets, drops, anything they need.
All right. Can you read that?
Let me see. Hold on. Yes, they're providing like medical marijuana for them.
Read it. I'm gonna go off the air for a minute.
Okay. They have these drops instead of like giving dogs like like opiates and stuff like that. They have. I think to me, this is me being very subjective here. I find medical marijuana to be a whole hell of a lot better than taking opiates. But it's expensive, you know, I'm going to say that. But it's like $95 for a pet, you know, and it's also about the same price for a human. But it's called Mary's Whole Pet Drops, Extra Strength Drops, and they have it for dogs. I'm amazed. My dispensary has this. And then I guess it's for a dog who has, like, arthritis or, like, pain, like nerve pain or something. That's humane, I think, a whole hell of a lot more humane than, because this would help with nausea, too, I would think. Because, you know, if you have an opiates cause nausea. Now, I've been there, and I could see maybe this actually has distilled hemp seed oil and, you know, that's actually pretty good it's also in bacon flavor. That's kind of interesting. You know, I find that interesting. You know, it's in a bacon flavor. I don't know if it's actually bacon. That'd be interesting to find out.
All right, now what do you got? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they have this drops. They have pills and stuff, but it's kind of pricey, but I think it would be a whole hell of a lot healthier than giving your dog an opiate. You know, that's my opinion.
You mean you got marijuana
for
dogs? You're going to have dogs walking around high?
Hey, it's a hell of a lot better than an opiate.
Dogs
are
crazy enough without that.
I know. But, hey, listen.
And now you're
going to
make them high and can you imagine stray dogs?
Or Sarabelle?
Smoking marijuana?
No, it's not smoking. They're drops. And it's not normal marijuana. It's hemp seed. It's help with
their
arthritis.
What do they do to it?
It's a different form of the... It's a different extract. So they're not really high.
I don't know,
okay? They will not. It will not show THC. It's CBD. Okay? So they won't get high.
How does it affect their brain, the poor dog?
It won't.
I don't know about that.
That's the difference. No, that's the difference. Hemp seed.
I don't know if I'd
want
to give my dog
with CBD. I think it's better than giving them an opiate. If they need it.
Oh,
like
I wouldn't give them that. I'd go
but
to the health store and get the natural good stuff over there, homeopathic.
This is the natural stuff, too. Hemp seed. Have you ever tried hemp seed on a dog? This is hemp seed oil. Distilled
never needed
hemp
it.
Seed oil.
Oh, hemp
yeah.
seed is
hemp,
good.
Yeah, this is what it is.
Oh, that's a vegetable.
Hemp seed oil. Yeah. That's what
yeah.
I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, the holistic vet.
Yeah, this is what they're providing. Distilled hemp seed oil, fractionally.
All right, folks,
fractionally.
You're going to have a... Wait a minute. Now here's what's going to happen. First of all, you're going to have the owner smoke.
Yeah, and then
and
the
then it's going to give a couple of hits to the dog.
That's right.
And, boy, are you going to have trouble.
Yeah.
Because now the dog's going to be high.
And the owner's going to be
high. You know,
high.
You gave me a great idea, and the owner's going to be
high. For
the
folly.
Friday night, Pat Cooper on marijuana for dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, give my wife some of that. She looks like a dog. Maybe she'll turn into a cat.
I can see this all
Pat
happening.
Cooper, Friday night on...
Oh, they have regular strength and they have
marijuana
just plain
dogs.
Regular. They have regular strength and extra strength. I would not give my dog extra strength. I give him the mildest one because I'd be too afraid. Now, you know, I was looking at this because I was ready to order.
What are they
going to
think of
next? I know, right? I needed to order my marijuana. And I'm like, wow, I see pets. Wow.
Oh, Friday night also, Ralph and Norton in the modern day.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
With the smartphone.
Oh, boy, that's going to be interesting.
Well, that might be a smartphone, but you're still stupid. You know.
Oh, interesting.
Going to have fun
with
that.
Wow, they have new things now. They have, oh, that's interesting, a patch. What the hell is that? Just $10 for one patch. They're crazy. What is that?
What, marijuana patch?
Yeah. I got to fit. Oh, and they got a compound now. Oh, I got to look into all this stuff.
You put that on your, where do you put that on your brain?
On your body. Yeah, I guess. No. Oh, they have a bath bomb. Oh, my. I'm going to have some fun with all this.
Oh, wait. You mean you take a bath with marijuana?
Yeah. I swear.
Holy smokes.
And then they have hemp seed, a massage oil. Oh, that sounds
good.
Oh,
well, that I knew, yeah. That's been around a while.
That I'd get. St. Mary's. Mary's Nutritionals. Hemp infused massage. Oh, that sounds good.
They have a soap.
I
bought a hemp soap.
Yeah?
Is that why I got so giggly in the shower?
Yeah, probably.
Holy smoke.
It doesn't show in your bloodstream, you know.
Doesn't?
Hemp. Nope.
There was a guy. Now, where did I hear this? I heard about somebody said that there's some kind of a system now where you can take drugs and you take this thing and they can't tell that you took drugs. Now, I don't know where I heard this. On the radio.
This is the new marijuana, the hemp. When you do the hemp, you can't tell that they you've done hemp.
No,
yeah.
But this person was talking about conventional cocaine
drugs?
And all that.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Some kind of a new thing. Substance that you take.
Yeah.
And you can go for a drug test, and they can't tell.
Wow.
Well, I got the answer to that.
A dog?
Drug-sniffing dog. I bet you the dog could tell.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
and you know what you do? Now, I got the idea, see? You get this big Akita, 100 pounds.
Uh-oh.
And this big thing is barking and you know, growling.
Uh-oh.
And then you'd say, well, are you on drugs or not? I haven't touched drugs. I took the drug. Don't let him bite me.
Don't let him bite my butt. No, oops, did I say that?
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Scare them enough, they're going to tell you.
That's right. Topicals. I like this idea.
You know,
this I can rub all over my neck. My neck is always hurting me. The topical.
What, a cream?
It's a compound.
Marijuana cream, the greatest. I told you, just...
No.
What are you knocking yourself? Just go down the corner.
It's hemp extract. What are you talking about?
Go down the corner and yell, marijuana!
This is hemp. So I could take the marijuana and...
Wait a minute.
I
know how you can make a lot of money.
Listen,
wheelchair marijuana.
Contains mango butter, beeswax, nut, free massage oil. Ooh,
mango
sounds
butter.
So good.
I got some of that in my refrigerator. I think it went bad now.
Yeah, doesn't it sound good?
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night.
and
hemp
tell
you how the counties run our lives. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't believe it. All right?
I believe it.
I thank the Suzanne co-host, all our listeners. If you tried to call in tonight and you couldn't, we apologize.
No. There was nobody on.
Well, I mean earlier.
I was looking at the thing, but my stupid phone.
All right, so nobody called in.
Nobody called you.
To try to talk. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, program dedicated to Joe Arion.
Always.
Always. And we will be with you tomorrow night. That show will be special for Joe Arion, a transportation. Talk about some transportation
issues. For sure.
Issues. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.